from there after almost a year. Till that long time, right?
No, it's more of a mental switch, I would say. We played a few T20s in West Indies, in America in between. That was a bit of a good switch. I thought I switched up pretty well in there to that game. I'm sure it's going to be a challenge. We're going to get into the practice. The next 3-4 days will be very, very important. I've tried to tick as many boxes as possible when I practiced in Chennai, but nothing like game time. So. It's almost like getting back into a different format and trying and feeling yourself. But having said that, these practice sessions will be very important.
Amol?
On the back of the brilliant year group you have, will you carry that excess baggage or at least about 2 hours?
I don't think that's excess baggage, it's good baggage, I would reckon. but I think, yeah, a good year, as far as I'm concerned, the year is done and dusted. You can't rest back on your laurels a lot. The game doesn't give you that much time these days, so it's very, very important to try and dust it up and get on to a fresh start. As far as I'm concerned, 2017 is a new year and I'm going to start off as fresh and try and get to a good start.
Yeah.
I don't know, you had a good series with England, Test series. How do you look at the one day, especially starting in the new year?
Good series is, it's basically for my good form that I take confidence into to the series, but it's very, very different playing white ball cricket because you don't have that much time and the white ball doesn't do enough actually off the wicket or in the air and it's definitely come down, it's a lot in favour of the batter. But you need to come to terms with that and try and make sure you're one step ahead of the game and those one good over or blocking those 5 to 6 runs or picking up this vital wicket at a crucial juncture in the game is going to be important. So as far as I'm concerned, it's reading the game and try and getting ahead of the game.
How are you looking at this series in terms of Virat leading you now? Is that in the morning, change any kind of captaincy style? Is just going to be the same? As a player, how do you look forward to having as a captain across all the teams?
See, I mean, it will be different because of the kind of interactions you'll have. Play alongside Mahi, which will not happen from this game onwards. It's almost about communicating through from the top of the mark to the keeper, and it's going to be very different. Obviously, Virat will be around short wicket and short cover, but it's going to be different in that terms. We just try and get used to those sort of communications, and Virat and occasions can be a little aggressive, and that's the one thing that I need to try and adjust to. And obviously, giving those extra runs to try and get a wicket is not such a bad thing. The lesser the overs, the teams come together rather than the format, I guess.
Considering that, and you are getting in a position like England, with these 3 1 days, only the only match has been for Champions Trophy, how should I from the overall team perspective? So I know there's a gap, but still.
I think we're playing a full strength Indian team after a long time. I don't know how when we played last as a full strength side. And we also have UV back in the side, so that's also going to add to our experience. But I think this English side has played some one day tournaments in the last year or so. They've made some mammoth scores in England as well. So they are a side which will look to always be positive. And as I told you, because of the advent of T20 cricket, the one-day cricket, there are hardly any dull overs. I mean, you can probably say about 5 to 6 overs might be dull in the middle phase. But teams are predominantly looking to dominate. And it will also depend on what kind of wickets you're going to get, how flat they are and all that. And hopefully, if you can strike early in the game, the games can be slowed down in the middle overs.
Rohan?
It's been some time that we've seen you open the bowling now. So, you think that...
I think we are in the winter in India, so it doesn't make any sense for a spinner to open a new ball. But I can't rule anything out depending on the game situation or the wicket, how the wicket is playing out. I don't rule anything out. I try and prepare myself to bowling with a new ball always. Because bowling with a new ball, you don't get a lot of help. So hence, I bowl with a new ball a lot even in the nets.
Talking more about the communication with Mahi, how will it change things in the shorter format? Communicating with Mahi was easier.
That seems like a good headline, doesn't it? what I'm saying is the difference in communication styles, what is required from me, and I mean, I've never played under Virat, even at RCB or something. I just played one whole ODI series with him in against Sri Lanka. He likes attacking, likes picking wickets through the middle overs, even at the cost of some runs. But in terms of leadership and in terms of communication, I still think he's going to hold the key because he's the keeper and he's going to bring that invaluable experience with him. So it's going to be very, very important that we try and take as much as valuable inputs from him and try and take the team forward.
Thank you very much.